We're doing Emunah Bitachon by the Chazanish. We're on the bottom of page Hey in these editions. Zachesh Nivra Adam Bevrim Amtukanim B'Tachlit HaTikun. After man was created, remember we discussed the evolvement of the zygote into a baby, the birth of the baby, the phenomenal miracles of how a baby is born, and then how a baby is sustained. So after man is formed with all these limbs, uvchushav amsuganim tachlit ha-segula, and with exceptional senses, uvin shama maskeret bat ha-shamayim, and with an exceptional capacity for intelligence, that they were trying to create this robot that they sent to Mars. So a scientist was interviewed. He said, the difficulty in creating the robot is that the intelligence that life forms have, not only humans, also insects, is that if they try something a few times and they keep hitting a brick wall, they will be innovative. Intelligence is that they will develop a new way to get around it. So ants do this, and bees do this, and babies do this, and of course adults do this. That's intelligence. Intelligence allows us to look for new ways out of a predicament. A computer can't do that. A machine can't do that. You can program it with 50 million ways, but it will not be able to figure out the 50 million and one. It can only do what you programmed it. So that's the difficulty. You send a robot out to Mars, you have to anticipate every single rock and trip that it might trip or fall or encounter. And that's very, very hard, because you can't really... it can't figure out another way. That's what he was describing. Yes, Ryan. You wanted something? No. Okay. Okay. So we were granted this soul that has great intelligence. Uvehavtachat dorot olam bechokhmat hazivug. And man was created with this tremendous promise of continuity through his capacity to procreate, to mate. Od lo huchan lo chayim kaimim al pnei chaled. But life is still not sustainable on earth, because within nature there are many threats, there are illnesses, and you could rest assured that there are many potentials for harm. You have harm that is ever present in the world, and you have new harm that comes into the world, new diseases. This too wasn't hidden from the wise one who formed the world. Who created everything in this world. And so God took heart, so to speak, to make available to us all kinds of cures, bombs, for any type of wound. We have cures that will heal man in a faithful way, and give man sustenance, give man foundation to stand in this land of life.
May I ask something? There is
a
Native American tribe, they're called the Navajos, they believe in the one God. And they said, God created the world, but for every illness, there is a herb to heal it. God created the world in balance. Only man is stupid enough, like for instance, there are, for every type of cancer, there is a herb which can heal it. Yeah? Only man is stupid enough to take chemicals which are more destructive to the body. You know?
I hear. Sgulat avwa hotbea beguf ha-adam, ki pega ha-potzea begufo, בכל מקום שהוב נחתך בשרו ודמו שוטט, מיד כל לבריו ארוכה וגידיו שולחים עזרה. What happens? God created within man a nature that heals itself. Man gets wounded. So the rest of the organs right away focus on how to help that organ that's been wounded. הם שמנים המקפים את פני הפצע. Right away the body emits the coagulants, so that the blood stops. Man doesn't lose all his blood on a simple cut. The average person has within his blood the capacity for the blood to coagulate. And the limbs work together to arouse the skin that's been cut or the part of the body that's been hurt to form anew. machanot agana neged habtzilim hamashchitim, and there are also camps within the body, whole armies that are there to protect one from the potential harm. V'yesh beguf adam tzava balechaim nochim lesgulat besaro v'damo. You have camped, we have within our flesh, within our blood, we have these whole armies, and they're always ready, they're never sleeping. They're there to chase away, to kill, to fight the microbes that endanger man's life. And sometimes things are so severe that the army from within can't overcome on its own. It can't overcome this vicious enemy. And this internal army that fights all illness or all wounds needs help from outside. That's what Yoel was mentioning. God created within this world a tremendous chest, this tremendous treasure of grasses, vegetables, fruits, and waters. You know, the waters in different places affect the person differently. I have a relative who had a baby that was upside down. In Hebrew, they call it akuz. In English, they call it... The baby was head up. His wife was supposed to give birth in 2 weeks, and the baby hadn't turned over. And they were already in the 9th month, and the baby was feet down. Now, that's a very difficult way for the baby to be delivered. It's difficult, it has a little bit of dangers, and it's much more painful for the woman. So, Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher of blessed memory was known to have said that if you go to the place called Asataf, and a pregnant woman drinks from those waters, you say a certain Tehillim, and she drinks from those waters, I think, 3 times, that will cause the baby to turn over. So I'm not a believer in these things, you guys know. But what can I do? This relative asked me, what do you say? Should I do it or shouldn't I do it? I said, you got nothing to lose. It doesn't cost you money. You're drinking stream water. You're saying a few chapters of Psalms. People swear it works. All I can tell you is that the baby turned over. I have no explanation. I'm telling you, what? I believe in the God who runs the world. So there must be something in the nature of those waters. How Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher knew that, I have no idea. But, what?
I don't know if you
could
drink.
No. Chacham Natan Chochmah. So that's what he's saying over here. The waters on planet Earth, different waters cure different things. Okay. There are a lot of things. I could tell you many examples. Okay. We all know that garlic helps fend off disease. An onion, and a warm onion on an ear that has an ear infection also helps it. And babies who are prone to ear infections, if they drink a little garlic extract every night, then they can go years without having ear infections. We know that tea tree oil is antiseptic, and it helps wounds heal much more quickly. And we know that the cloves have a numbing effect on the gums. And we know that dandelion, what?
It's a cleanser as well.
Dandelion is a cleanser, and if you take from the juice of the stem, that helps heal warts. And if you pick a fig, so then the juice that comes out of the fig, as you pick it, that juice is very acidic and will also cure warts. It dries out warts. And the inside of the fig has a lot of things that it can heal. It also is a diuretic. So there are a lot of things we know that plants can cure. There are a lot of simple things that plants are very helpful in curing. I told you enough. There are a lot, right? There are whole books on this stuff. So the Chazon Ish says, Hashem created within earth, even the waters in different places have different capacity to heal. And he gave us the wisdom to actually research which plants and which waters and which vegetation will cure what. So we learn the wisdom of these cures, and we learn how to use them. As we know, doctors today prescribe many things, and we take it for granted. But really, this is another phenomenal aspect of nature that Hashem created as part of the order of the planet so that we can contend with the dangers of the planet, be it our internal defense system, be it the external system which we use to help our internal defense system.